Welcome back. You are listening to Implement and Manage Storage, the storage administration and architecture track for the Azure Administrator Certification, the one people call AZ-104. This is episode 2 of 13, and it is called Create and Configure Storage Accounts. In the last episode, episode 1, you got the lay of the land. You learned what a storage account actually is, and you met the four data services that live inside it: blobs, files, queues, and tables. So you already know the what. Today, we move to the how. By the end of this walk, you will know how to create an account from start to finish, how to make the handful of choices that are locked in forever, and how to manage that account once it exists. Let us start with the single most important idea, the one that explains everything else. A storage account is an Azure Resource Manager resource. People say ARM for short. That one fact drives the entire creation workflow. Here is what being an ARM resource means in practice. First, every account must live inside a resource group. Think of a resource group as a labeled box inside one subscription, a logical container where related things live together. When you create an account, you either drop it into an existing box or you create a fresh box for it. Second, the account gets a globally unique name, and that name becomes part of a web address reachable over the internet. Remember from episode 1, your blob endpoint reads as your account name, then .blob.core.windows.net. Third, and this is easy to forget, all four services, blobs, files, queues, and tables, live inside that same single account and are billed together as one group. One account, one bill, four services. Now here is the key idea to carry with you. Three properties are decided at creation time and can never be changed afterwards. The account name, the kind, which is the account type, and the performance tier. I want you to remember those three as a little mnemonic. N, K, P. Name, kind, performance. NKP, permanent forever. Get those three right the first time, because almost everything else, the networking, the data protection, most of the encryption settings, you can tune later. But NKP is set in stone. Let us make the creation concrete. When you create an account in the Azure portal, you are walking through a series of tabs. The first one is called Basics, and Basics is the only tab you are actually required to complete. Everything else can simply take its defaults, and you click Review plus Create. So what do you fill in on Basics? You pick your subscription, which is your billing and policy boundary. You pick or create your resource group, that container we just talked about. Then you give the account its name, and the naming rules matter, so here is your mnemonic. 3 to 24, lowercase plus digits, unique on the planet. Let me unpack that. The name must be between 3 and 24 characters. It can only use lowercase letters and numbers, so no capital letters and no hyphens. And it must be globally unique across all of Azure, not just unique in your company, unique on the entire planet. Why so strict? Because that name becomes a subdomain and a web address, so it has to be safe for the domain name system, which we call DNS, and no two addresses on the internet can collide. Next on Basics, you choose a region, which is simply where your data physically lives. The region is a bigger decision than it looks. It affects your billing. It affects latency, meaning how fast your apps reach the data. And it affects which options are even available, because not all regions support every redundancy type or every account type. The golden rule here, co-locate your data with the apps that use it. If an app in one region reaches across to data in another region, you pay egress charges, that is, charges for data leaving a region. Keep them together and you avoid that. The remaining Basics fields are performance and redundancy, and performance brings us to the big permanent decision, so let us slow down there. There are two linked choices that together define the account type, the kind and the performance tier. In the portal, you pick a performance level and then a subtype. If you were scripting it instead, you would set two parameters, one called kind and one called SKU, which doubles as the SKU name in PowerShell. Hold that thought about the SKU, because it does something clever that I will come back to. First, standard versus premium. The simplest way to remember the difference is the storage media underneath. Standard is backed by hard disk drives, ordinary spinning HDD storage. Premium is backed by solid-state drives, SSD storage. Standard gives you normal latency, and you pay for the capacity you actually use plus the transactions you make. Premium gives you consistently low latency and very high throughput, but you pay for provisioned capacity, meaning you reserve and pay for a fixed amount, at a higher per gigabyte price, but a predictable one. The default, and the recommended choice for most scenarios, is Standard. You reach for Premium when you have high transaction rates, lots of small objects, or latency-sensitive applications. Now the account kinds. The default, recommended kind is called Standard General Purpose Version 2. In a script, its kind value is the word Storage V2, spelled Storage Capital V2. This is the one you should reach for almost every time. It supports everything modern, including the hierarchical namespace feature we will get to in a moment. Then there are the premium kinds, and there are three flavors. If your workload is block blobs or append blobs, you choose premium block blobs, whose kind is block blob storage. If your workload is file shares, whether over the SMB protocol or the NFS protocol, you choose premium file shares, whose kind is file storage. And if your workload is page blobs, which back virtual machine disks, you use storage V2 with a premium tier. A simple way to hold this, ask yourself, do I need ultra-low latency or a very high transaction rate? If no, you want standard general purpose version 2. If yes, then pick the premium flavor that matches your data type, block blobs, file shares, or page blobs. Here is the clever thing about the SKU, I promised you. The SKU string encodes both performance and redundancy in a single token. So when you see something like standard_GRS, that one string is telling you two things at once, standard performance and geo-redundant storage for the redundancy. We will dive deep into all the redundancy options in the very next episode. So for now, just hold the idea that the SKU carries both halves. There is also a family of legacy account kinds, and your job is to recognize them and avoid them. There is General Purpose Version 1, Kind Value Storage, with no access tiers and no lifecycle management. There is the legacy blob storage kind, and there is Classic, the old Azure Service Manager model, which was retired back in August of 2024. If you meet a Version 1 or a legacy blob account, the supported move is to upgrade it to General Purpose Version 2. And this brings us to a critical exam fact, so really plant this one. You cannot change an account to a different kind after creation. There is exactly one exception, a one-way in-place upgrade from version 1 or legacy blob storage up to general purpose version 2. One-way means you cannot undo it. And note what is not covered by that exception. To switch the performance tier, standard to premium or back, there is no in-place switch at all. You must create a brand new account and copy the data across. Same story for changing regions. So NKP really is permanent. Let us walk quickly through the other tabs, so you know what each one decides. After Basics comes Advanced. The headline setting here is Enable Hierarchical Namespace, and also the default access tier, Hot or Cool. Then Networking, which controls public access, virtual networks, and private endpoints, and we cover that in depth in Episode 8. Then Data Protection, which is Soft Delete, Versioning, and Point-in-Time Restore, coming in Episodes 11 and 13. Then Encryption, where the default is Microsoft Managed Keys, with a deep dive in Episode 4. Then Security, where you require secure transfer over HTTPS, control anonymous access, and set the minimum TLS version, which defaults to TLS 1.2. And finally, Tags, which are just name and value labels for organizing and cost reporting. Then Review plus Create validates everything and tells you what to fix. Quick note on that default access tier, hot means data you access frequently, and it is the default. Cool means data you access infrequently. The full four-tier story, hot, cool, cold, and archive, is waiting for you in episode 10. Now let us linger on hierarchical namespace, because it is a big one. On the advanced tab, when you enable hierarchical namespace, often shortened to HNS, you convert the account's flat blob namespace into a true file system hierarchy of real directories. And that is precisely what turns the account into Azure Data Lake Storage General 2. This is ideal for analytics, big data, and high-performance computing, because you get Atomic Directory operations and POSIX-style access control lists. It is supported only on General Purpose version 2 and on premium block blobs, not on premium file shares or page blobs. And here is the catch. For all practical purposes, hierarchical namespace is a creation time decision. You cannot sensibly toggle it later, so you must plan it up front. You can create an account three ways. In the portal, you go to Storage Accounts and choose Create, Fill in Basics, and click Review plus Create. With the command line interface, the CLI, the pattern to memorize is create the resource group first, then create the account, setting the kind to Storage V2, choosing a standard SKU, and applying secure defaults, meaning minimum TLS 1.2 and public blob access turned off. To make it a Data Lake General 2 account, you would add the enable hierarchical namespace option set to true. PowerShell follows the exact same shape, with slightly different command names, new-as resource group, then new-as storage account. The mental pattern is identical, resource group first, then the account, kind storage v2, a standard SKU, secure defaults. Finally, managing the account after it exists. Upgrading version 1 or legacy blob to general purpose version 2 is one way and in place, and cannot be undone. Moving an account to another resource group, or even to another subscription, is a straightforward ARM move operation, and the account name stays the same. But moving to another region is not an in-place operation. You create a new account and copy the data, often using a tool called AsCopy, which is episode 5. Changing the performance tier, same thing, new account plus copy. And deletion. Deleting an account deletes all of its data, and while recovery is sometimes possible, it is not guaranteed, so backup first. Be especially careful with resource groups, because deleting the resource group deletes the account and every other resource sitting inside that box. So the things to carry with you on your walk are these. NKP, name, kind, performance, are chosen at creation and permanent forever, with the single exception of the one-way upgrade from version 1 or legacy blob up to general purpose version 2. Naming, 3 to 24 characters, lowercase letters and digits only, globally unique because it is a DNS subdomain. The default and recommended kind is standard general purpose version 2, and premium means SSD backed, low latency, in three flavors, block blobs, file shares, and page blobs. The SKU token carries both performance and redundancy at once. Hierarchical namespace turns the account into Data Lake General 2 and is a creation time choice. Region drives billing, latency, and option availability, so co-locate to dodge egress charges. And deleting an account means the data is gone, so backup first. That SKU token has been hinting at its second half all along, the redundancy. In episode 3, Storage Redundancy and Disaster Recovery, we crack that half wide open, walking through LRS, ZRS, GRS, GZRS, their read access variants, and how failover works. I will see you on the next walk.